Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Hi, friend. Did you know that you can leave me a voice message? Isn't that rad? You can do that very easily. If you're listening, you'll see a little button down there on the Anchor FM. Just hit it and submit. Then I'll get back to it and I'll get back to you. I can't wait to hear your message. Thanks. All right, let's get into the show. Hello, friend. Well, here I am. Look at this. One episode right after the next. That's two for two. Yippee-yay. I hope you had a great week. Hope you are finding more and more and more and more in your life. More bliss, more joy. Oh, so delicious. I had a great conversation this week, and I want to share that here on this episode. And the conversation and the topic that I want to bring up today is that my life is not perfect. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but this is something that we are all suffering from because we have this thing called Instagram. Oh my God. We have this platform called Instagram. And on that platform, there are pictures and images and little quaint sayings that either make us feel really good or like I'm not measuring up. So if you are saying, yeah, Lane, I totally get that, then this episode is for you because I'm going to get into this a little bit today. Before I do that, my friend, I want to make sure and let you know that I have a fantastic yoga nidra, free yoga nidra practice over on my site. So if you want to go grab it, go grab it. You know, start this journey of total bliss. You can get that episode at lanekennedy.com/ ready? Free YN practice. Just do it. You'll thank me later. You'll be like, oh my God, this is what she's talking about. Oh my God. Hello. Yeah. Okay. So enough about that. Let's get into this conversation about Instagram. And if you are on Instagram, kudos to you. If you are one of these women who has the perfect feed, kudos to you. Hit me up and tell me how you do it. Because what I'm really discovering is that there is no perfectionism. And I was having a really juicy conversation with a dear friend of mine, and we started just looking at different feeds. And there's a lot of pink. There's a lot of pink and pastels. And so when I think about my life, like for example, I have the Beatles, the Abbey Road. I've had this image photograph for maybe 20 years, maybe longer than that. And it's black and white, right? And George Harrison has navy blue on, you know, blue jeans on, right? Then on my desk, I have orange, and then I have some crystals that are pink and purple and yellow. And then I have a black roller that I have to put my body on. And then I have some red hearts hanging in my window. What I'm trying to say here is that my life is not pastel. It's not soft. It's not a color palette. And when I look at some feeds on Instagram, they have become so branded that it kind of makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit. I'm like, who lives like that? And then I go to this person's website and their website reflects the same thing. And my dear friend and I were talking about like, what is this? A professional photographer comes over and takes their photo? Like, is that how this person lives? And again, if you're this person, I want to have a conversation with you because I want to hear how you do it. Because I feel like that's not a real representation of you. And I'm going to call you out on it right now. I feel like Instagram is a place for us to explore life. And it's a place for us to show our personalities, the good and the bad, and all the colors. And many people, I believe, have taken it to the extreme. I'm not one of those people, even though, right? Even though I'm pretty extremist, I'm, you know, like pretty, yeah, let's just call it what like it is. I'm very extreme. But there has got to be space for me to throw the colors around. And, you know, when you were a kid and maybe you were doing finger painting and you started with the orange and you're like starting to make the sun and then you put the blue in there, you're making the clouds and you're mixing it. And all of a sudden it was like, ooh, it's purple. But then you're like, I'm going to put some more yellow in there. And then it was like, then it starts turning brown. And then you're like, oh, I don't like that. Then you put some red in there and it turns black. And then you're like, oh, I have a black image. But then you put your handprints on there and you lift your handprints up and then you have this like cool, like, print of your hands, but then some of the paint comes off. So you have like layers and the underneath layers of the red and the yellow and the orange. And you see the multidimensional uniqueness of that painting, of those fingers, of that little moment, that slice of life. And so when I look at somebody's Instagram feed, I want to see everything. And one person who I really appreciate and like, and just, she's groovy. Let's just call it like, you know, she's just a groovy chick. And I mention her a lot because she kind of shows it all. And it's my friend Tracy over at Shutterbean. And she'll show you, it's really great. What's great about her is that she shows you actually how to take that photo that's not as bright or not as perfect. And she shows you how to make it a little brighter and a little more perfect. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be pastel. It doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. No. It means that she's making it real. It means that you have the opportunity to make it a little brighter. So, how does this relate to, you know, your intuition? How does this relate to getting in touch with yourself? Well, Instagram, again, is this place for us to have show and tell and be relatable. When I look at somebody's feed who's pink and pastel, I am not relating to them at all. And somebody might say, well, of course, Lane, that's not your person. You don't go there anymore. But I think about, is that real? Is pink and pastel real? Are you really being yourself when you're living in the lands and shades of pastels and pinks? Are you really? I have not yet met a woman living in the land of pinks and pastels who's real. And if, again, if you are this person, please raise your hand and please DM me on Instagram and say, yo, look at me. Okay, this is kind of a rant. But how does this conversation about Instagram and showing yourself deal or getting like, how is this relating to this podcast and what I share about and what I have to share about is being your authentic self. Really, authentic is not my favorite word, but it's the only one that seems appropriate right now. Being real, right? And when we listen to our intuition, when we listen to that true divine soul's calling, that presence, I kid you not, I bet you not that you're not showing pastels in your Instagram feed. I bet you're showing everything. And I bet you're talking about everything. The good, the bad, the grateful, the lonely, all of it. I think Instagram is a super place to, you know, just let it all hang out. And I think there's a lot of great people doing that. But again, show yourself all of it. We want to see all of you. We don't want to see just a little perfect slice because life is not perfect. And your soul's calling, your divine knowing is important to all of us, right? Each of us is a part of this magnificent universe. Each of us is this little tiny golden star within this amazing, epic universe. Each of us is important. So when you're copying someone or you're thinking, oh, pink pastels are going to be a good idea. No, no, girlfriend, it's not. Be true to you. And okay, now you're probably saying, well, what if I really like pink? What if I really like purple? Really? Okay. Then so be it. But throw in some orange for people like me who like all colors because I want to see all of you. And I know that you're not wearing pink or a pastel every single day. I know you have blue jeans. I know your boots get dirty. I know that you spill things on the kitchen floor. Show me all of you. That's what's important. All of you. Okay, I didn't quite know where this episode was going to go, but there it is. This conversation that I had earlier in the week about the perfectionism of Instagram really got under my skin because my feed is by far perfect. And the other thing that I learned is that, you know, if you're committed to Instagram and you're like, I'm going to live on Instagram, interact with people, be real with them, respond to them. I can't tell you how many times I've reached out to somebody and then there's nothing. It's like dead air. And it's a platform to really nurture relationships and to communicate with others. So use it, right? Use it. Respond to people. We're all in this together. Remember that. Oh, okay. I think I'm done now. You guys, I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoyed my little rant about Instagram. May this day bring you something bright, something light, and something so juicy to fill you up so you may be the best you know how to be. Remember to grab the free Yoga Nidra over on my website, lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. Grab it. You're good to go. Okay, until next time, take good care. Bye for now. How was that? Another episode. Thank you for listening so very much. I hope you got something out of that episode, even if it was a little tiny nugget. I just really appreciate you hanging out with me. And I want to invite you to jump on over to lanekennedy.com and grab a practice, right? I have a lot of practices and a lot of things over there that I offer my clients. And one of the new juicy things that I'm sharing with people is a yoga nidra practice with me. So you can jump on over to lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. That's free YN practice. And you'll get one of my, it's a really great practice about around ceremony, and it will put you in deep, my friend. So go on over there and grab it. It's my gift to you. Thanks for listening and hanging out. Until the next episode. Bye for now.